Efficiency and effectiveness. We hear that phrase a lot in government. At the Defense Department, it's taking on some new meanings. DOD can no longer spend more of its time worrying about the effectiveness of its acquisition programs at the expense of efficiency. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now to explain how DOD is addressing its long-muted focus on efficient buying. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so I guess we've talked a lot about DOD budget cuts and so on. What's the difference between efficiency and effectiveness, and why is efficiency all of a sudden returning?
Yeah, we hear that term. I mean, it's ad nauseum across the government. You know, everybody's got to be more efficient, got to be more effective. And I find that it's a bit hollowed meaning. But at DOD, we know about their budget cuts. You're absolutely right. And I'm going to give you one example to put a finer point on this. The Army's procurement budget is 20% lower this year, it's expected to be, in 2014 than it was in 2013. Now, last year in 2013, it was 20% lower than it was in 2012, and so on and so forth in 2011. So from 2011 to 2014, it dropped, ready for this, from $126 billion in 2011 to $65 billion in 2014. That's the expected procurement budget just for the Army. That's almost, my math is not great here, but almost a 50% drop over the last 3 years. So obviously that is the main forcing factor. When you have less money, you got to figure out how to buy better. But there is another reason too, says Harry Haddock, the Army's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Procurement.
Now, what's interesting about today's environment, you look at the last 12 years of war, and you hear people talk about, hey, we want to be effective and efficient, and that's great, but they're not the same thing. And in any given situation, there's a balance between effectiveness and efficiency. The last 12 years, it has been all about effectiveness. Get that product or service out to the troops because it could save lives. So you make some decisions where efficiency isn't always the number one focus that you wouldn't make in the other environment. So, and it was good things. We were doing good things, and we were being very effective. So now you look at the war's winding down, Iraq is over, Afghanistan is coming down slowly. A mindset has changed. Oh, by the way, the budget's going down significantly. We have to focus more on efficiency. It wasn't that we weren't focused on efficiency, but effectiveness was more important. Now efficiency is more important.
So Haddock says what they're doing now, and they're doing several things, but within the Army, they're actually having the Inspector General come in and playing a big role in pointing out where some areas during the area of effectiveness, they were less efficient, and how could they have been more efficient during that time? And then they're taking those lessons learned and trying to correct those problems. And let me be clear, this is just an example from the Army. This is not just an Army problem or an Army challenge. It's really one that cuts across DOD at large, but also really all of the government.
Jason, would a good example be the mine-resistant vehicles? Remember when then-Secretary Gates said, we've got to have these things right away because soldiers are dying by IEDs. And so within a year, they had them procured and built and being sent over. Maybe that was effective, but maybe efficient would be, let's really spend the time it takes to get the most effective design and the most bids we possibly can. And maybe it takes 5 years when you're not in war, and that's what they mean by efficient?
Well, I'm not sure about the timeline because you hear a lot
about making up the timeline.
Yes, but I think you're absolutely right in terms of the effectiveness of getting those MRAP vehicles into theater as soon as possible because there was people dying. Yes, I think that's it's a great example of something that actually the effectiveness played the bigger role over efficiency.
Because I think one thing the history shows about battle is that it is very, very expensive, and you don't think at all about efficiency when you're trying to win a war.
I think in over the last 12 years, that's what Harry Haddock's point has been, is listen, we did the best we could, but really, it was really all about, okay, what can we do to ensure that the warfighter has what they need? And if it costs us a little bit more, so be it, because the effectiveness piece, getting them the MRAP vehicle in your example, or the food or the medical care or whatever it was, that had to be done first and foremost. And now that the wars are winding down, and
yeah,
now
what are they doing now?
Yeah, exactly. The wars are winding down and things are changing. They have to change their buying habits.
Now, there's some new steps going on coming up here.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the Better Buying Initiative is one of those ways that DOD wants to begin to change how contracting officers and others look at the way they buy. In many ways, the better buying power was to bring more discipline back into the process so contracting officers would ask better questions. So let me go back to the Army for a second. They're addressing efficiency by taking better questions through their service contracting, specifically using the concept of strategic sourcing. Now, Haddock says the Army Secretary John McHugh says that he signed a charter recently to create a governance board really to look at strategic sourcing. Now, I caught up with Haddock yesterday after he spoke at the Coalition for Government Procurement conference about what the Army's plans are.
It's made up of requirements generators that, hey, it's your requirements that we're buying, and the money folks in the building and the policy folks in the building to look at, okay, are we doing the right things? We also put a couple of reviews in the process that says, okay, at certain points now, you, when you're out there buying, you have to come to us so that we can look and say, okay, does this meet our goals for strategic sourcing? What are we trying to accomplish? And frankly, that's where we're at now. We're trying to kind of put those parameters in place. So when you come to these reviews, what's the goal? What do we want to come out of it? So we're still kind of immature in what we're doing, but this is a year where we're going to get those parameters in place and start that process of the reviews we've already started. In fact, we've saved $980 million in a fiscal year 11 and 12 already. We had a goal of $2.5 billion by the end of 15. So, and this is when I like to say, and this is kind of flippant, and I don't mean it that way, we weren't even trying. So imagine what we can do when we try.
Now, Haddock says the services account for about 60% of all what the Army buys. The three areas the Army actually will focus on that will actually make a huge difference, and if they can do this, they will really save a ton of money, is what he calls knowledge-based services, facility services, and communications and electronic services. That's where, again, they spend the majority of the money. Now, more broadly, at the DOD level, service contracting accounts for about 50% of all procurement dollars. Let me give you one quick example. In fiscal 2012, the Government Accountability Office found that DOD spent about $186 billion out of its $361 billion procurement budget on service contract. Richard Ginman is DOD's Director of Defense Procurement and Acquisition Policy. He says DOD is taking a cross-agency approach to bringing efficiency to service buying.
We have established, one, Mr. Kendall appointed Alan Estevez, who's the Principal Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition Technology and Logistics, to be the Senior Service Manager. And he has assigned across the OSD staff, functional domain experts who are reaching out then within the services and agencies to get people. And it's about looking at the spend. We used to refer to this as a Willie Sutton effort. You know, it was the bank robber, and when asked why he robbed banks, the answer was that's where the money is. We're attempting to figure out where's the money. What are we spending our money on? And then hopefully what we will be doing is looking at better ways for the department to, in fact, look at where is our big spend and spending our time and effort trying to figure out better ways to do that.
Now, you heard Mr. Ginman talk about Mr. Kendall. That's Frank Kendall, the DOD Undersecretary for Acquisition Technology and Logistics. In October, he issued a memo detailing these 12 functional domain experts. A couple examples, Rob Carey, the outgoing Principal Deputy DOD CIO, has been in charge of the Electronics and Communication Services, and Kevin Schneid, who is the acting deputy chief management officer, is actually in charge of management services. We do have a full link to that memo on federalnewsradio.com. Now, the second piece of all of this, Ginman says, is that DOD will then figure out how best to buy services, look at metrics, and then requirements development. That's all wrapped up in a nice little tight ball. In fact, at the Defense Acquisition University, Ginman says he created a service acquisition workshop to help with that specific approach. Now, this workshop is actually a team of experts working with program managers and program teams to write statements of work, to create a quality assurance plan, and actually to come up with those metrics to hold the contractors more accountable for what they're trying to meet under the contract. The last piece of this is around training and specifically pricing skills. Again, turning to DAU, Ginman says that they have created a training module for mid-grade and service senior service contracting officers around pricing analysis methods. He goes, that's one of the things that really has gotten lost over the last 5 or 10 years. Ginman says the combination of all of these plus a renewed focus on competition really should help DOD reduce how much it spends on service contracts.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller. So this doesn't sound like just a DOD problem. It seems like every agency that's under some kind of budget or procurement pressure could try these kinds of things. What about Office of Federal Procurement Policy and GSA? Are they doing anything here?
I think they are, and you're right. I think this is something that's a very much a government-wide problem. if you remember back in the, about 2010 timeframe, OFPP required cuts to management support service contracts by about 15% across all civilian agencies over 3 years. In 2012, OFPP reported that agencies actually did make that 15% cut and more, dropping the amount of money they spend on these management service contracts from $40 billion in 2010 to $33 billion in 2012. This initiative, this idea of being better buyers, specifically around services, continues along today. GSA is trying to help agencies make better decisions that would improve their efficiency. Jeff Kosis is GSA's senior procurement executive.
Over the last month, we've stood up a GSA acquisition portal, an internal tool that we hope ultimately is going to replace about 50 different regional sites, all of which were maintaining different acquisition policy. And in the last 3 days, we've stood up our first visualization tool, something I'm particularly excited about. What this tool does is it overlays a United States map with data from FPDSNG and data from SBA's dynamic search engine. What it allows our contracting folks to do is to drill down by PSC code, by NAICS code, or by geography, and get a visual display. Who are the hub zones businesses in this area? Who has government experience, who has GSA experience, and who are some of the new entrants to the federal community. So it's not so much new data as a new and more focused way to try and see and understand the hub zone firms that are now available. And over the next few weeks, we'll be expanding that to cover some of the other socioeconomic categories.
Remember, GSA provides acquisition assistance, acquisition services for a host of agencies, many agencies across the government. So having their contracting officers have access to this data actually will help other agencies as well. Now, COSA says GSA also is trying to address price variability across the schedules.
We recognize that too much price variability is a very real concern, and we do think we own a responsibility to address and to narrow the degree of price variability. But we also want to work together to keep schedules effective and easy to use. That's why I think we will have a very good and a very full conversation. We'll agree about goals, and we'll work through how to carry that forward.
Now, one of the big issues that popped up once again yesterday about price is how GSA enforces what they call the price reduction clause. Now, this is a requirement for vendors to give the government their lowest prices no matter what, specifically off the schedules when they use the schedules. Vendors and other experts have said that the price reduction clause really is no longer useful and should be scrapped, and it's part of the reason that the agents, vendors keep violating it. You see all these False Claim Act big settlements with the Justice Department, Oracle, $199 million, and several others. Now, COSA says GSA is open to those discussions, but would like more details from those industry experts about what other approaches could help protect the government from not getting the right price. How do you make sure the government does always get the best price?
So it sounds like pretty much across the board, the federal government is going for that efficiency and maybe let effectiveness follow.
I think so, and it's interesting because, you think, well, people are maybe listening going, why haven't they been doing this all along? And I think it's not a matter of they haven't, and I don't think it's – but as you heard Harry Haddock say, and I think he put it really well, there's always been this push and pull. Sometimes you want to be more effective. Sometimes you need to be more efficient. Well, right now, I think because of the budget challenges all agencies are facing, efficiency is really the bigger dog on the block, and that's really what their focus has been. I think there are several things that the administration is doing, that DOD is doing, that agencies are doing to really hone in on how can they be more efficient. And strategic sourcing, love it or hate it, is actually one of those approaches.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thank you for that report.
Always a pleasure.